this is Sonal Majoro, Amazulu striker. I'm on Spotlight with BBK.
Friday. You know what Friday means? Do you know what today is? It's not our anniversary with my guest. It's just a Friday, and the Friday is the day that we dish up your favorite podcast, The Sports Live with PBK. My name is Baring Batu Korchas, and it is a wonderful pleasure to again spend time with you. Let's gather around. Let's have a conversation with a man who has turned out for Kaizer Chiefs, Orlando Pirates, SuperSport United, and I think I'm leaving out one more team, but maybe because the team that I'm leaving out is the team that he started at as a freshly faced young star, and is still now playing for that team as well. And that team is AmaZulu FC. The man who was born in a small agricultural town of Lady Brand, and this is in the Free State, and that was 35 years ago. And guess what? His engine is still revving in the DStv Premiership. I can tell you now, he's getting ready. He's having his bottle of water so that he makes sure that he is smooth when he gets his chance to open his mouth. His nickname is Major, so I'll say salute, Lehle Honolo Majoro, and welcome to Sports Live with BBK.
Thank you very much. It's an honor for me to grace this wonderful platform and have a conversation with you.
I haven't seen you in a long time, but one thing that I take comfort in is that you are in my city, in my province, and when you do get time, take a turn to Chesterville, where the wonderful, wonderful place there called Skysers, where you can chill and relax and kick off your feet. Thank you very much, Major, for giving us an opportunity to have this conversation with you. Durban treating you good? Are you loving it in the East Coast?
Yeah, I must say, like, Durban, it's more like my second home. Because this is the place that gave me my first opportunity in the top flight. So I did stay here back in 2010 when I first signed my PSL contract, even though my stay was short-lived because I got signed by Kaizer Chiefs. So now I'm back in Durban, and this is my third season with them, and I'm enjoying each and every moment.
Yeah, and that would have been a time when you were signed by Coach Mangoba Mngithi while he was involved with AmaZulu as head coach, having taken you from University of Johannesburg, if my memory serves me well?
Yes, correct.
We're going to come back to that. I want to start it up by asking, looking back at last season, it was a great season for the club. Last time out, second position on the log. That was the best finish in the entire history of the club. You guys must have been chuffed by that, Major.
Yeah, I must say it's a great achievement for the club and also for us as players. But I must say everything that happened last season, I think it was a blessing. The new technical team, the new ownership, it was more of a new beginning. And what a way for us to introduce the new owners and the new technical team.
And also not just give them something back for taking over the club. We're talking about the Zungu family here, headed by Sandile Zungu, the president of the team. Or also the fact that he had made it known publicly that he is aspiring for a fourth place finish, and then you guys go and give him a second place finish. But then people will go on and say also, nobody really remembers second best. So is the thinking this time around to say, we're going for it? We're going for the DStv Premiership?
Yeah, it's a saying that has been there for many, many years, that no one remembers number two. But for us, for the supporters, for football lovers, this number two is unique because it has been achieved by a team that has been undermined for so long in the top flight. And it is history on its own as AmaZulu Football Club. And it's always good to be amongst those who have written history in football, because whether we like it or not, all that we play for is to touch people's lives, to change people's lives. And with this achievement that we accomplished last season, it's a way, it's us in a way touching the AmaZulu supporters, those who have been with the club, because as we all know, AmaZulu has been there for many, many years. The previous generations in my father's age or era, they have written history, and it was upon us to also revive that good times, to wake up the sleeping giant, and what a way by accomplishing second place. Yes, our president did make it known, which did add a little bit of pressure, but we all know that, like, football, you can't play football if you can't cope under pressure, because each and every game that you play, it's pressure. And for a person like myself who has been in the game for long, I've learned to live under pressure, and I've learned to embrace pressure, because pressure always keeps you as a footballer on your toes, because you are as good as your last game.
Sure. I think it is Mark Williams at SuperSport who likes saying that, if you can't stay in the kitchen, my friend, you must quit football. There's no place for you here. and now, Major, you talk about last season having been a blessing. And at the end of the season, that blessing continued as well, in the sense that your coach, Penny McCarthy, who is coaching his second team in the PSL, having been with Cape Town City, that's the other team that you also played for as well, won coach of the season. And it was great. He was saluted and everyone was happy for him. When you look at this season, things have been a bit slow. You guys played your first game against the guys who beat you to number one, Mamelodi Sundowns at Loftus. You lost 1-0, it was, right? And then you played your second game of the DStv Premiership, and you lost to, or you drew rather, in a goalless draw with Morocco Swallows. And on top of that, you had already been eliminated as well from the MTN 8, a trophy that Penny McCarthy knows very well, in the sense that he had won it when he was in charge of Cape Town City, and also lost it in the final, also with Cape Town City. What do you say if I say perhaps it is a question of the honeymoon of last season, based on the things that you had mentioned about new ownership, new coaching staff and all that, that honeymoon being over? Or am I just being too quick to speak because it's only been three games, one in the MTN 8 and two games in the league?
People are entitled to their own opinion, and that's the nature of our job. People talk whether you do good or you do bad. They will always talk. And truth be told, last season we did perform, but this season is a different story, because if last season team were undermining us, this season teams takes us serious.
And they know what you bring to the table now.
Exactly. They know what we are all about. We have set ourselves the standard, and we must live up to that standard. Yes, it hasn't been a good start to us, but truth be told, it's not how you start, it's how you finish. So even though we had a bad start, but if you can analyze our games, I seriously believe that we don't deserve to have gotten the results that we got in those three games. There is glimpses of the old AmaZulu. We are still a work in progress. We have new players, which I believe have added value in us. It's a matter of time before we get into our rhythm and start giving our technical staff, the team that they know they have in the at their disposal, what better way with new quality players that we have signed, that you have seen, at glimpses of them, what they are all about. And yes, it's disappointing that we're not yet where we want to be, but for me personally, it's motivating because this start could be a wake-up call for us that it's going to be tougher than we thought that it was going to be tougher. But like they always say, difficult times are the ones that build courage within people. So people might say that this is a difficult phase for us. Yes, it is difficult, but it's building courage for the marathon of the league and the trophies that are the competition that we are yet to participate in. And it's good to fumble in the beginning than to fumble at the end of the season. And I'm motivated more than discouraged.
Most definitely. This is Sport Live with PBK, and I've got Lihlono Lomajoro as our guest, and we're just having a conversation about all things football and a bit of life as well. You are saying that your next game, Major, will be on this 12th of September, and you will be hosting Super Sport United there at the Kings Park Stadium. Is this upcoming FIFA break giving you a moment that is opportune in order for the team to iron out whatever creases that are there now, so that when you come back and you play your next game, you know very well that you are ready for Super Sport United, who on the day that you drew with Swallows actually beat your neighbors, Lamontville Golden Arrows, by 3-1?
Yeah, I must say, like I've already said earlier on, it's a blessing in disguise that we have this FIFA break after these first three games that we had. It gives us an opportunity to go back, have a look at those games that we've played. It gives coaches an opportunity to analyze and come up with a base of the team that is going to be the starting lineup, that is going to encourage those who are not in the starting lineup to perform even harder to compete for the position, because what we do at the game, it's merely what we have already been doing during the week at training. So competition has to start at training, and good competition always brings results. And with the kind of players that we have in the team, I'm more excited for growth. I'm more excited for hard training session, competitive ones, and come weekend when we have our match, we have the best players in the field of play that have proven themselves during the week that they deserve to be in the starting lineup. And the teams that we're going to play with, like SuperSport is our next game. They won yesterday against Golden Arrows. And they are like us. They also got knocked out of MTN. So they did avenge their loss against Arrows. So during this break, we'll have enough time to prepare for them and also prepare for our first game in CAF Champions League, in Champions League.
Going back to what you said earlier, indeed, match day is basically a culmination of training. It is the end product of what you had done to prepare during the week as well. And I think it was Albert Einstein who did say that in the midst of difficulty lies opportunity. Speaking of the Champions League, by virtue of finishing second, of course, you qualified for the Champions League. Surely, Usutu are not going into the continent just to add up the numbers.
Yeah, definitely. Like I told you, football is not all about getting into the field of play and playing. It's about leaving a legacy, writing history. And this is a history that we have written already last season. now we have another opportunity to go to the next chapter, which is Champions League. The team has never been in the Champions League. And we want to keep on producing the good for AmaZulu and also for ourselves so that we can be remembered when we have long retired from the game. We have set the proper standards that the team requires since they are one of the oldest clubs in PSL. And it's a new challenge for most of my teammates. But I had an opportunity together with a few of my current teammates to play in Africa. So it's going to be challenging and exciting at the same time. And yes, indeed, we're not going there to just add up numbers, but we can't just say it without showing it in the field of play. It's easy to say stuff, but it's difficult to do them. But I have full belief in the team that the technical team has assembled, the squad. There's too much talent, and I'm fully confident that like we'll go there and end up into the group stages.
Easier said than done, indeed. But also, speaking of legacy, Lehlohonolo Majoro, speaking of making history, you also will know that you are led by a man who has already written his own history. Penny McCarthy has long retired as a player, but he remains the one and only South African player to have won the CAF Champions League version of this competition in the form of the UEFA Champions League. Now, does it really work as a motivation, Major, that your former team, Kaizer Chiefs, you know, went all the way to the final and succumbed against Al Ahly in the final itself, losing that match? But the fact that South African teams have historically not really done well. I remember back in 2001, Mamelodi Sundowns losing the final of the Champions League when they were coached by Ted Dumitru to Al Ahly. I remember Mamelodi Sundowns winning in 2016, if you want to speak, entire CAF competitions. The Kaizer Chiefs also winning the Mandela Cup. And also, in recent history, Sundowns being ever present in the campaign itself. You look at that and maybe the most recent example of Kaizer Chiefs. Does that light up the fire in the belly of AmaZulu to say, hey, those guys there south of Johannesburg have done it, and we've got a couple of players here who've actually played this thing, and we are coached by the man who's won the ultimate one in Europe, that we are going to go out there with guns blazing?
Yeah, I must say, Romane, that, you know, South Africa has too much talent, and we all know that, and it has always been said, like, if you can go back generations and generations, there's always been that talent, but we have never managed to be consistent in terms of achieving greater things when we play against other countries in different competitions.
Yes.
And
at both club and the country level.
And it's very encouraging to see that South African teams are now starting to be recognized by the entire continent, and they're a force to be reckoned with. And with what Chiefs has done, of which we all know, and throughout my career, I've heard people saying that Kaizer Chiefs has no interest in playing in Africa. They focus only domestically, and when it has to go outside South Africa, then they have no interest. And what a way for them to come back and show that it's not all about what people have been saying back then. It's about what their vision are now and what is it that they have done. And they've shown to everyone that they are capable to do that. And with us playing with them in the same league, it also adds up as a motivation together with Sundowns, that it is well known all over Africa because of their performances in the previous years, and with us being given the same opportunity as them, it's an opportunity for us to also register the name of AmaZulu to the entire African continent, so that they know there's a team called AmaZulu. And the only way we're going to engrave that into people's hearts is by us working hard, performing as our fellow teams here in DStv Premiership, in Sundowns and Chiefs, and do our level best. And people always appreciate when they see people giving their best, regardless of what comes out of it, win, lose, or draw. But if you leave everything in the field of play,
leaving everything on the pitch and making sure that you sweat blood, yeah. Of course, we've seen like your other former team as well, Orlando Pirates, in 2013 and 2015 as well, reaching the cup final of the CAF Champions League, as well as the CAF Confederation Cup, albeit not being able to succeed there. But those steps are encouraging, because I think it is a dream of all South Africans, and I think I'm speaking on your behalf as well, to say one day we will really like to see a situation where two teams from South Africa are contesting for the Champions League gold medal. Yes, we had that element in it last season, because Pito Mosimane is in charge of Al Ahly. And speaking of Chiefs, it should also inspire you that they were able to go all the way to the point that they finished in, when the circumstances really didn't favor them in terms of not being able to have a transfer, in terms of the very terrible season they had on the domestic front. But what they did in the CAF campaign is something that was something for them to be proud of. This is Sport Live with PBK. Your host is Barring Batukorchas, and your guest is Lihlohonolo Majoro. Let's talk something off the field a little bit. You is somebody who has always inspired me. When we go back to your days at UJ, you were studying radiology, right? And
yeah, to be a radiographer. Yeah.
Radiographer, yes. You see, you talk to me and say Grootman. Yeah, little Nyane says Grootman. Shompokekana says Grootman. It says that my mind is a bit slower as I age, but yes, radiographer. When you look at a wise man that you are, and doing enough to embrace the element of education in your life, a major, how important is it for a professional football player? Let's talk the South African environment, because we know that this career, if you get 10 years, you're lucky. It could be a situation of coming out of UJ, signing with AmaZulu, and getting someone knocking your kneecap out, and that is the end of your career, while it began. How important is it for a professional player to have an educational cushion to fall back on, whether you've done the full year of 10 years and you decide to hang up your boots, or you just want to make sure that if you decide to leave it after 12 months, you do have something that is something that you take forward to the world outside of kicking the pigskin?
Yeah, Hortman, like the thing is, for me, I refer to this as a blessing, because I don't know if most people know my history in terms of football. Like, let me give you a bit of a history and why I'm saying it's a blessing in disguise, in a way, for me. I had an opportunity to sign a PSL contract at the age of 19, and the first team that I was gonna be signing under was going to be Bloemfontein Celtics. I was still in grade 11 at that time, and they held their first trials in Bloemfontein for their reserve side. And I was one of the five guys that were selected out of like maybe 1,000 people that showed up for those trials.
That's massive, man.
Yeah, so because of the fact that I was still in high school, I couldn't relocate there, but I will go there during school holidays. And that hindered my opportunity to cement my position within the club, because obviously there are those people who are there full time, training with the team each and every day. And eventually I fell out of favor because I couldn't be part of the team. And with that being said, I put it behind me. I went to University of Johannesburg through a scholarship. Coach Paradise was the one who brought me from University of Free State to University of Johannesburg through scholarship, which was another opportunity for me. And I remember in 2007, we played a SASU. Now they call them the USAS. And now they have a...
Yeah, university sports. Yeah.
They even have a privilege of being televised live. Their games are being televised on SuperSport, and which is a step
FNB
forward.
FNB Varsity Cup.
Exactly. The Varsity Cup has been televised, and it's a good thing, and big up to all those people that made it possible. But I had an opportunity to sign with Verts because Coach Paradise also had a relationship with Vets University. So they did recommend me together with a couple of my teammates. I remember there was three of us who were supposed to go sign with Vets, but that never materialized. 2008, I came to Durban with the same SASU competition, because it plays yearly, every December. It used to play back in the days.
And this is when Coach Mangoba then spots you.
That's when Coach Mangoba saw me and then called me to come train with the team he was coaching at that time, which was Golden Arrows. Unfortunately, I got injured, sportsman hernia, and then I had to go back to go do my final year at UJ while recovering from the operation that I had to undergo. And December of 2009, I came back. Coach Mangoba explained to me that he won't be able to sign me because there's chances of him leaving the club, and he doesn't want to sign me and leave me behind. Me being a youngster at that time, not understanding what he was trying to say, I got angry and I was like, okay, let me stop this football thing. As I went back, I got an opportunity to play friendly against SuperSport, where Coach Gavin Hunt saw me and also caused me to come for trials. Not even trials, per se, like pre-season training with them. But I had to choose between doing my community service as a radiographer, because I just completed my studies in 2009. So now I had to go do my community service. Then I told myself, like, I'm done with football. So I didn't show up at SuperSport for pre-season, because I felt within me that it's still the same thing that I've been going through. People call me, but they never sign me. So I might as well focus on my career as a radiographer. 4 months later, I was in retirement. I don't want to lie. Coach Mangoba fetched me out of retirement to come and play for AmaZulu, which is, even to date, I still respect and value him as a coach, as a human being, because he saw something in me that I have given up on due to the disappointments that I've went through my career as a youngster. But I'm glad to be here. And coming back to studies, yes, it has given me an opportunity to complete my studies. But like I always say, it doesn't matter whether you went to school or whatsoever. We all lack one thing from your generation, our generation, the generation comes behind us. Our syllabus at school has nothing to do with our finances. It has nothing to do with how to invest. Even if you invest, you get your financial advice. they tell you to take this policy, but we really don't even pay attention into what kind of policy is this, why am I taking this policy. As long as you save, in your mind, you are saving, but what is it that you're investing your money into? Which is the same thing that we all go through. And I feel like somewhere, somehow, it's unfair to footballers when they retire and they don't have that money. People start pointing fingers and say, like, you have wasted money. You've been doing this with your money. You've been doing this. And it's a stigma. It's something that has been there. And it's only through us as footballers to change that and make it a different, give it a different meaning that footballers do invest. And I'm proud to say, like, there's so many footballers that I know that are investing and they're doing very well.
And I know that the person that I'm speaking to right now is one of those footballers who've invested. You did a Paul Choro, and you've got some entrepreneurship going with your radiographer background as well. But as we wrap up this conversation with Lihle Honolo, Major Majoro, let's look at Siyabonga Nomvet, part of the technical team. Munib Joseph, part of the technical team. Penny McCarthy, former recent player as a goalkeeper and two strikers of note. And I really would like you to give me your quick thoughts on that in terms of their philosophy, in terms of the partnership that they bring and what you are gleaning out of them, especially Penny and Pele, in light of the fact that you yourself are a striker like they were.
Those are all the legends that you have mentioned. And we all wish to learn from the legends. What a way for us, an opportunity to learn from them on a day-to-day basis. They've been players. They know what players want. They know how to hype up players. And Coach Benny and Bele, they are former strikers who have achieved a lot, who are record holders in South Africa, and they still compete with us when we do finishing a training, and that on its own, it's motivation, because they've retired, you are a current player, you don't want to be beaten by them when you do finishing, and that improves the standard within the team. And I'm happy to work under them. They have brought a lot into the team, which is why we managed to do what we achieved in the previous season.
Very much so. When you talk about them participating in doing stuff at training, reminds me of recently seeing Thierry Henry, who's the assistant coach of Belgium, with him taking free kicks, you know, while Belgium were preparing for Euro 2020. Now, as we wrap up, Majoro, I want you to tell me something. I'm going to read out surnames here, and I really would like you to tell me what you think is the thinking behind this. It could just be a very strange coincidence as I ask you the final question. Mulenga, Memela, Majoro, Mota, Malepe, Makaula, Mlambo, Mzava, Matuna, Makata, Matela, Moremi, Makati. Does your surname have to start with an M for you to be able to lend yourself a contract with AmaZulu Football Club?
Mazulu.
Mazulu. Ah, that's a nice one. That's a nice one. Lihle Honolo Majoro, thank you very much for taking the time to be with us here today on Sports Live with PBK. All the best with you and the club and everything that you desire. And continue to aspire, to inspire before you expire. And I love what I see on your bicep, on your right bicep, the face of the child. And I know how much you have engraved her in your heart. Take care of her, take care of your mother, take care of yourself and everybody else that you love. And good luck to AmaZulu for the campaign that already started and the upcoming campaign in the CAF Champions League as well.
Thank you very much, Fortmani. It was an honor to have a conversation with you as a legend in this department. You've been here for so many, many years, and you're still standing tall and doing the difference in sports. It's encouraging to see people like you still passionate and giving their all each and every time they embrace whichever platform that they can put their hands on and make it a success. It was an honor to talk to you, and I really appreciate it.
Great stuff. I appreciate that. Take care, my man.
Hey, hey, and happy Friday. You're listening to Producer Paige. If you love Sports Live with BBK and don't want to miss a single episode, subscribe for free episodes on Iono FM, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you choose to get your favorite podcasts. Keep an eye out on the Times Live and Sunday Times Sports sections for latest episodes every Friday.